I'm delighted to say I caught up with Dion Cross for the first time this season. I've been after you. How did you think it went today, mate? Great performance.
Oh, fantastic performance. I think before the game, you know, we spoke about our attitude. And, you know, we put all our energy into defence and the sort of, you know, our attack and look after itself. And, you know, especially in that heat today as well, you know, big rap to the middles. And I thought, you know, on the edges as well, we defended really well. And, you know, we got the rewards off the back of that, scoring nice tries.
You know, you can see the tries at 8 minutes, and to keep a team out like Catalans, who were, yeah, you know, top four, right? Top four side, big, massive pack of forwards. How tough is it out there to keep them out?
Yeah, it's tough, especially I think we defended seven sets just after half time on our own line. And, you know, that's just an attitude thing, I think, and, you know, showing desperation, great attitude and commitments, you know, stops and tries, because there was some good players, what they did, and, you know, we did well to, you know, stop the key men.
Do you think you're in the form of your career at the moment? You're enjoying it here at Salford?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. You know, it's just my first year full-time, never been full-time before, never played Super League, so still adapting, and, you know, my goal is to just take it week by week, and, you know, just to make sure my performances, I keep getting better every week. And hopefully, you know, by next season, I've got a full year under the belt, and hopefully I can get a crack at trying to get international.
How have you found it going full-time? Because, I mean, you wouldn't think so, looking at you. I mean, you settled in at Salford, yeah, you're playing great stuff, you're scoring tries. You didn't get one today, but you've been in sort of rich frame of form scoring tries. Have you just took to it like a duck to water, really?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I've got a great group around me. You know, we look after you. Great, you know, coaches. And, you know, I think Rolls and Haggy and Danny Orr, you know, they were really tough on me at the start. And, you know, that sort of set me up for, you know, these games.
Did you need that, though?
Yeah, I think I needed it. You know, just sometimes if I'm not pulling my weight, just give me that kick up the backside.
Did you have a job then before you went full-time?
Yeah, I had a job, yeah. So I was working with lads who get kicked out to high school. So I was working with them in alternative education, so juggling that in part-time rugby. So it was tough, but, you know, I'm just taking it week by week, and I don't want to go back to working 9 to 5 and then train on the night. You know, I want to make sure I'm playing my best and stay full time.
Got big weather again next week. You've got to go over to Toulouse. That's going to be tough over there. They're on a good front of form. I think they've won 3 or 4 games on the trot, haven't they? But are you as a team now looking up the table rather than down?
Yeah, we're always looking up. You know, we're always looking at who we can catch next, and, you know, we just take it week by week, focus on ourselves, and you know, just focus on ourselves, and, like I said, the performance is showing on the field.
I think this season you become the entertainers, because some of the rugby and some of the tries you scored, particularly some of the tries you scored, have been quality, haven't they?
Oh, brilliant. You know, you look at some of the tries, I reckon 50-60% of them come out of our own half, so we throw the ball about, and that's a great thing about playing in this team, especially for me as a centre, and, you know, Kenny as a winger. You know, you're throwing the ball about, it's, you know, everyone's dreaming it.
He scored an hat-trick today, but a lot of that's down to you.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Dion. Thanks for joining us, mate.